in everything that Jesus said. He was a cool person, a very cool man. This is Dr. Harold Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Bible stories. In everything that Jesus said or did or was, he was a cool man. He spoke to his disciples and taught them in very wonderful, positive ways that they might hear what he had to say and learn what he had to say, for he was a way shower. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light." He is a way shower. And we sometimes get so excited about the way shower. They're so interesting and they're so revealing and so wonderful that we begin to worship them. And when we worship them, then they cease to be helpful to us, useful to us, because we look at the outer and we forget about listening to what is being said to our inner. One of the things that Jesus said that made me sit up and take notice was when he said to his disciples, "The things that I do, you shall do also, but greater things than these shall you do." Now, this is a rather remarkable statement, because the things that Jesus did were certainly very outstanding, very wonderful. How many people every day raise the dead? How many people every day heal the sick and mend the broken hearts and do those things? Well, we like to think that our ministers do that, our priests and rabbis do that. We like to think that our shaman do that. We like to think that our minister, our medical people do that. We like to think that the counselors, the philosophers, the psychologists, and what have you, that they are doing that. But in truth, all these people and all these circumstances are doing are saying, "Follow what I tell you, and you'll be all right." And Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said, "You can do greater things than these." And these are the things that we are expected to do. We are expected to do the greater things, not just to do the things that the Master himself had done, but greater things. Now, how can we begin to do greater things? How can we begin to experience greater and greater avenues of learning and awareness and sharing and good stuff like that? How can we do that? Well, we do that when we begin to listen to the very depths of our being. When we begin to follow our dreams. When we begin to think to ourselves, "Hey, this is really something amazing. This is really something outstanding. This is something that I can do." And we dream about it. We let it be in our imagination. We let it be in our thoughts. And oftentimes, that's where we let it stop. And then we go on to other dreams. We go on to other visions and other imagination. And because we go on to other things, we never finish what we started. I know so many people in this life, probably including myself in many areas too, who do not finish what they start. They have beautiful things. They write beautiful stories. They begin a beautiful story, telling a beautiful book. Hey, even that. They have a beautiful family, and they say, "I'm going to raise my child to be a genius." And then they forget all about it. The minute the child misbehaves, they say, "You're stupid." And they forget, you say you're stupid, and that's what you are. You say you're a genius, and that's what you are. You see, we have the capacity, the potential, we have the reality within us of being anything that we choose. And we can be a little, or we can be a lot. We can be a part, or we can be not. Whatever we want to be, whatever we want to do. I love Bible stories because they are so indicative of what was being said and done at the time and how thoughts were being iterated at the time. Now, what thoughts do I want to think? What thoughts are important to me? What thoughts are going to change my life? What thoughts are going to make me sit up and take notice. Well, I can take simple thoughts and use those and have those be the foundation. A simple thought like, I like me. A simple thought like, I am divine order. A simple thought like, I am peace. Now, these are very simple thoughts. And again, to the words of the Master Teacher, it is done unto you, us according to our belief, done unto you according to your belief. What is my belief? Where do I place my thoughts? Where do I place my thinking? Where are my values? What do I really want out of life? Can I so one-pointedly think on just that thing and bring it forth in my experience? Or am I just going to wishfully think about it and never experience it? The Bible stories open the door for us to many wonders and many experiences of great magic. The Bible stories are not the total essence themselves. They are just the beginning. They are just the beginning. They are the story of the religious development of a people. Now, what is my story of my religious development? What is my story of my life, of my divinity? And that remains to be seen. For I live it every moment, every day, and it is wonderful. The same with you. You too live it every moment, every day, and you find life to be very, very, very exciting. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.